Wow, das ist eigentlich mega gallant. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Harry Paul.
If you would allow a small gift.
Oh, yeah.
May the holy name always embrace you.
Oh, oh thank you so much.
Wow, wow.
Thank you. Beautiful. It's very beautiful. Thank you, Amala. Very beautiful. Hare Krishna, I'm very, very thankful that you're here. I do feel I have something very important to say, not just something to close a festival, but something important. And I'm really grateful that I still have your attention. As we are settling with a yes, I see that is ready. Good. May I just ask? I'm always concerned about oxygen. Do we? Maybe we just do one time. Sorry, it's open. Good, good, good. Then it's good. I'm so really so grateful, thoughtful. It's just for you to know it's it is something very special that we are doing, and also a very special relationship which forms when we associate so deeply in chanting and in thinking about the parampara, thinking about our spiritual master and masters. I know that some of you are of having other spiritual masters, but I'm very happy that you understand I'm not at all in a sectarian spirit, that oh, this is only my disciples. And no, it says we are all parts of Krishna and all servants of my own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So, but still, it is an interesting situation. And you should know this is something very real. For instance, in the night, it's not very, it's not possible for me to find a deep rest, because through my mind, all of you are going, and I'm praying for you. It is. You have to see, I'm only a conductor. I'm only a via. And I'm not satisfied that with me that I'm a good via, but I'm trying to be. In other words, something more than me comes through me, and something, and what you give to me, your inspiration, your gratefulness, your piles of gift. We had a huge pile of gift and had a truck to bring it. I don't know what to do. Your last gifts, just so that you know, I finished unpacking them 3 weeks before. it's because my life is so busy. I unpacking gifts is not what I dreamt my life to be, you know. So I want to give all this to Krishna and to Prabhupada. So I'm like a vaya, and from two directions energy comes, and I'm there, and grateful to do this service and praying for support. Anyways, today I will send you a goodbye message, give you a goodbye message, which I feel is very important for these times. And I've invited a very special guest. He's not a guest, he's much more than a guest, who comes at the end of this surprise. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavi Adhi
Rama
Krishna. So nice, no? When we are together, we can make some sound. Let us keep on making a good chanting. I want to give you something in parting. I think we are aware that we move into times that are more hectic for all of us. I notice at the end of the festival, the next moment everyone is already on the airplanes and buses and cars and so on. In times when we were younger, take everything slowly, move slowly. It seems that our servants, like AI and modern technology, have not really made our lives calmer, peaceful, more peaceful, but more tense, more hectic. And that is not the only challenge we deal with. To make a living, many of us are worried. To pay the rent, where will it go? Inflation will go one way and prices go another way. But that is not the real challenge. What I see as the real challenge for most of you is the negativity of Kali Yuga. Do you think we can remain uninfluenced when government leaders are dealing in a non-sattvic way, let us say it polite, with wars raging on the planet, with shortages, famines and so on? Kali Yuga is, how do you say, stepping up its game, no? It's becoming tense in the atmosphere. And as we, in our movements, there are now scandal pages. You can read about anyone, if you are a little bit well known, A lot of negativity. Yes, it is Kali Yuga. What to expect? And so on. We see, anyways, blah, 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 blah. You know it much better than me. My examples are maybe not even good. Tensity comes in. I don't want to start my lecture like this. But what's the result of it is something of great concern. Because we need to react to the so many factors. We are more and more projecting our life outside, and we lose contact with ourselves and the life which we actually want to live. Our mind, which is influenced, takes over. Our environment takes over, and we more and more come out of our center and go into entertainment. You know how what you can do with your computer. It's not only to count 1 + 1 and find out it's 2. There's music, there is movies, there are news, there's communication. The world of Maya is right at your fingertips, and you know how sometimes it's not possible. It grabs you and pulls you in, and so on. We lose the touch with ourselves and the touch with Krishna. Although we are in a spiritual movement, yes, the social level, you know, the ISKCON talk, the gossip and so on, this is engaging our mind, and we are not at peace. That is, we are not with Krishna. Therefore, when we hear a message like time alone with Krishna, we are scared. How will we do that? We have not learned to be alone. We are always connected with the world, of outside world. Sentences like stop for a moment, pause for a moment, think for a moment. If this is what your life, the human form of life has in store for you, when we hear this, we are shocked. We don't, what is wrong with Satchidanand Swami? I'm a Hare Krishna. He seems to not be satisfied with that. That one is a member of an institution. So my dear devotees, so many of you are dependent on validations from others, what they think of you. Do they like you? Do they dislike you? What do they think about your dress and your hair? Is that important? But as long as you remain separated from who you truly are and what in the heart of hearts you truly want and deserve, by the way, deserve, it is meant for you. Krishna has that gift for you. You will not be satisfied. Let us not forget, in our true essence, we are a child of eternity. We are eternal beings. I saw this a few days ago. I visited a person who is only a short time before his death. And when I came in his room, he was sleeping, his mouth was wide open. He was, cheeks were inside, and I put a flower garland of the deities around his head, and he looked like the photos of devotees who have left the body. So I thought, well, communication is not what we can do. I can't talk to him now. He's maybe not, he maybe died a minute ago. So what do we do? Well, we chant Hare Krishna. The soul will profit from it. And as we were chanting, and it was, we were, some of us were not sure, those who had come with me, is he must be dead. At that time, we remember, some of us were shocked. And I told to one of the devotees who was with me, why are you shocked? You are lamenting for something that was never alive in the first place, his body. It's the soul, the self, who gives life to the body. And that self is a part of Krishna. Why are you shocked? Have you slept when Prabhupada said, we are not the body? Have you heard this? The devotee said, thank you, I need someone to talk like me. No one talks like this any longer. My dear devotees, this was the last words which my spiritual master said to me. I came to him in the room with the Sankirtan devotees. And Prabhupada was there, and he spoke very softly. He couldn't speak loud. It was a short time before he would leave us. He said, so, have you understood our philosophy? Felt this was very loud. It was very impactful. So have you understood our philosophy? He asked. So we tried to give answers, and they were not no good answers, Prabhupada said. First of all, I translate this for you in audible English. First of all, you have to understand. You have to understand that life is eternal. That life is eternal. He was repeating the point because he could see we had not understood. We were in danger of missing the whole point of Krishna consciousness. That we are part of Krishna's. For a moment we appear on the stage of this world. We do our best, we bring a lot of karma with us, and we do our human act as good as we can, as devotees as good as we can. We are not always glorious in what we, how we manage, but we try. We are interested to come to festivals like this. We want to chant. We feel something in our heart when we sit before the deities like yesterday in these beautiful evening kirtans. Remember, we feel this is for me. Yes, I dig it, you say, and some of you come from simple backgrounds, so I want to speak your language also, you know, I get it, you know, it's for me, this is what truly interests me. You have to wake up to this thing. You are not what the society thinks human beings are. You are an extraordinary person. You have gotten in contact with Prabhupada and his amazing revolutionary message. Now you have to live it. So again and again, stop. Where are you going? Go inside. Your soul is there. God is there. Eternity is there. If you look for these outside, you might miss it all. Hare Krishna. What do you think? Intense, no? Yes, a little intense is good. Now it will become sweet. how should we live in this world? How should we deal with the vicissitudes, means the ups and downs of our life? How should we deal with our own humanity and everything which comes with it? Desires, frustration, failures, successes. There is one verse which Prabhupada has taken out of all the Vedic verses and declared it as the guide for all devotees. It is starting with Tatenu Kampum Shushumikshamanam. It's an address to the devotees. Accept the happiness and the distress that comes to you as sent by the Lord. Yes, both are sent. The happiness, the successes, oh thank you, Krishna. And the moments of confusion, the moments of darkness perhaps, the moments of failure, they remind us of our precarious means difficult, shaky position in this world and teach us, I better take shelter. So accept happiness and distress both as coming from the Lord and do one thing. This is the how Brahma continues. Use your body, your mind and your words for the Lord. With your body you bow down. Bow down to the Lord at least one time a day. Pay your obeisances before your home altar. And here I am, my Lord. I pay my obeisances to you. Here I am again. Your mind, take shelter in the various moments of life in Krishna. When is your success? When you are praised, when you win the lottery. Say, oh yes, thank you, Krishna. When you, and especially, of course, when you're miserable, then it's easy to take shelter. In this way, you will follow Krishna's most important instruction in the Gita. Manmana bhava mat bhakto, always think of me, somehow or other. And with your words, your voice, you can say prayers, but the easiest is to always sing. Do you know that according to the Vedic philosophy, if you don't sing while you take a shower, you are still dirty? I learned about this only 1 month ago. And I said, we sing in Germany under the shower. We always knew it. Actually, it's lost. It's a lost art, you know. There are 8 types of baths. And of the 8 types of baths, one is the water bath. The mantra bath is most important. Ganga cha, you can sing the names of Ganga. And or you can think Krishna, Krishna, or Hare Krishna as you shower. Then you are completely showered. Because the Vedic understanding always, always, always says you're not just the body. Shower your soul. Take a bath with the real self. Don't remain dirty and sweaty with the real self. Interesting point, no? Always, always, always remind us. Wake up from this illusion. I can say it very easily because during a surgery in Waldkirchen, you know, near our farm, something didn't work with the anesthesia. You know, he was a new man, the anesthetist, and I was, I'm also a little different, you know, even in the surgeries, my doctors tell me, what are you? I'm Hare Krishna. I say like this. I mean, when you do this more than 50 years, it does something to you on all levels. Yes, during this time, when the pain became so big, I couldn't tolerate it. I felt the knives on my body, and all of a sudden, Krishna helped me. I went outside of the body and went through the hospital. It was a long, the distance is long, but it went like this because I'm now in my subtle body. I wanted to see, is the devotee in the waiting room praying or is he sleeping? because he was a pujari. He gets up very early. I know I'm not the body. I left the body then and came back. Hare Krishna. I know. There's life beyond the body and it's much better. I can tell you. But I keep on forgetting because the body and the mind are material forces that try to pull us into the illusion. So therefore, use body, mind and words in the service of Krishna. Chant more. You are like Kirtan. Kirtan is not for the Kirtaniyas who can sing beautifully. It's for you. I mean, it's also for the Kirtaniyas, of course, but it's for every one of us. You are all Kirtaniyas. You have to be Kirtaniyas. Krishna does not only, when we have group chanting, of course we want those to lead us who know the art and who know. But alone, we can sing with our voices. And then the last point which you should know is count on the mercy of the Lord, like a child. Kundalata and Bharata Shrestha, who have a lovely little daughter. Is she here with us at the moment? No, sleeping. His little daughter, but that Vishnupriya, no, yes, little like this, you know. And wherever the mother goes, Vishnupriya comes along. She doesn't ask, where do I go now? Where do we go? No, I don't want to go there. It's too far or boring. Yeah, mother goes, there's not even a question. The only question is, I want to be where my mother is finished. That's all I care about. And this is how a devotee should be. I will be with Krishna. I think of Krishna. Krishna is with me. And wherever he leads me, to happiness and distress, as long as I'm with Krishna, it's all right. What I will do is, I will use my body and my mind and my words in his service as often as I remember. And then I just stay alive to get the mercy of Krishna. Like a son who just needs to stay alive, then he gets the inheritance, son or daughter, of the father. These are the three things, my dear devotees. Accept happiness and distress as gift from the Lord. Render service to the Lord and count on the mercy of the Lord. This is how you is the ideal life for a devotee in this world. You must know, now I'm addressing those of you who are philosophically interested. There are five subjects, only five subjects when you look into the world. Nothing more than five subjects. There's you, there's the nature around you, there's time which forms the nature. Now we are in 2026, there are governments who do things, we have divided our planet in the things. This is how time has brought it. There is karma, A lot of karma is created all the time, and a lot of karma is harvested. So there's the jiva. There are five subjects: the jiva, the living entity, prakriti, the nature, then time, kala, and then karma. Oh, where's the fifth? Who's the fifth? Ishvara. Ishvara is a name for Krishna, but it makes a very profound point. All these four categories, right? You, what is around you, the time that moves you on, and the karma are not under your control. You are not in control. The one who is in control is who? Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. He can control the karma. You can't do this. He can control the time. You can't do it. He can control the world around you. You can't do it. He also can control you. You can't do it also. You can't control your mind. If you are so strong, tell your mind what to think for the next 5 minutes. Good luck. You don't know what will happen in the future. But all this is under the control of whom? The one you always forget. Do you get the point? Therefore, it is important to be Krishna consciousness and God consciousness. Spirituality is the most important thing. Things like love, which is possible when your consciousness is beyond anger and frustration and greed. This is the most important item. And it is there. And do you know what that Lord wants? What he thinks? What he's all about? He loves his paths. I gave that quotation a little earlier, but I want to repeat it. When in your finger there is pain, you do everything to get this pain out. And when it doesn't work, you phone Shyama Sundari. Krishna sees us paining, suffering, because we try to control our world and make it peaceful. Doesn't work. We try to control time and karma and prakriti. We can't do it. Krishna is waiting. When do they understand? And he wants to show the mercy. That mercy is in Krishna's heart, as it is called the emperor of all qualities. An emperor rules over many kings. Krishna's qualities like beauty is a king. Krishna's quality like Dira Lalita is playfulness. is a wonderful quality. But from all, and we could go on, you know, he is all-knowing, wonderful quality, all-present, wonderful quality, you know, blissfulness that is never disturbed by misery. These are all like so many kings, but there is one emperor, one quality that rules all these others, and that is his daya, his compassion to the living entities. And this compassion, my dear devotee, is there, and he waits for it to be bestowed. My dear devotees, I needed 40 years in my life as a devotee to really believe that Krishna is merciful even to a small, insignificant person like me. But then over the years, I made a list, which I have not shared with anyone, where I think I can convince you, who may not have struggled for 40 years with this question, you may be younger, because I feel all of us ask the question, does Krishna really love me? I mean, yes, in the lecture, that is what we hear, but in my life, I don't feel it like this. I feel a lot of, my mind is struggling, I feel a lot of miseries inflicted from others in my life. I feel the miseries of my body very strong. I'm getting older, soon I will be still older. I feel the misery of the environment. I'm disturbed by what goes on the planet. Not to speak of the cold weather in Goloka Dham. You know, does he really, can we say he loves me? I mean, let's be real for a moment. I have struggled with this question for 40 years, really. And I have learned in there is one branch, it's called transpersonal psychology. It says that every human being suffers from two things. They feel actually abandoned. Abandoned means given up and not accepted by other humans. No one understands me. They are unfair to me. And that's not the biggest problem. Every human being has a hole and feels abundant from divinity. Divinity, God, you know. They feel, no, we are. This is there and I'm here. Unachievable. Once Bhujan Prabhu said this to me. We were in the Yamuna at that time, and he said, you know Sachinandan Swami? I said, yes. I thought he would now quote a verse on the Yamuna. He said, sometimes I'm thinking God has given me up. Krishna doesn't care for me. What do you think? I said, well, Bhujan Prabhu, I've not thought about it. At the moment I'm in the Yamuna, I thought he was wrong, but I didn't want to say it. Then I went out of the Yamuna and I continued. And then I had a very bad accident where I really ran with my foot into, barefoot into something that cut me, and it was a cut where you know, oh my God, this is serious. I lost a lot of blood, and I have something with the blood. My blood, once it flows, it is very difficult to stop it. It's with the blood plates, and I knew that I had this, and this means a bad infection, which you get, which could kill you in the leg. Where was Krishna? I just came out of the Yamuna. I thought all my sins had gone away, my karma. And as I thought more and more about it, does Krishna love the human being? I mean, there are wars. I see devotees quarreling with each other. Friends become so disappointed that they can't look into each other's faces any longer. This happens in devotees. Divorces are happening, and what happens before the divorces? But that is very bad, you know, very bad words, very bad thoughts. Does Krishna really love us? Does he love the Hare Krishna devotees? I mean, why are there so many things that are not good in our movement? I don't want to destroy your good mood, but there are a few things. Then I said, let me make a list how I can keep my face. So first of all, I thought, Krishna was with me. He put me into the womb of my mother, and he saved my life in the womb of my mother. I couldn't breathe. He made an arrangement. Then he gave me my mother's breast. I was even a 2-year-old child. I would not eat anything. I liked milk very much. He has given me water, air, food, without which I cannot survive. He has given me Prabhupada, who has changed totally the course of my life, and he has given me a wonderful life. Everything is wonderful in my life. He has given me all of you. Yes, I feel like this, who are so kind to me, who put nice shutters and garlands on me. Wonderful. I feel really blessed. I think he loves me. He maintains me. He keeps me, although I'm not perfect. Yes. But I have seen something. Only when you turn to the Lord and worship him, will you know him completely and his mercy completely. As long as you're covered with a thick veil of forgetfulness, as long as you are in this material, in the clouds, you will not be able to even understand Krishna. You will not see even Krishna, who is closest. You will not see yourself, who is closest to you. You will lose yourself again and again in a life that is not your own. But the moment you start to worship, Krishna reciprocates. The moment you call, "Oh Krishna,"
oh,
thank you, I didn't mean it, he will call back 10 times, "I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here." There is this secret in which you need to understand. The Lord only reveals himself and everything about him, including the understanding that he loves us, when you turn to him. He does not push himself on others. I know this even from my personality. I do not like to push myself into the life of others. Those who want to become my disciples know, oh, he's hesitating, hesitating, hesitating. I'm not after this. The Lord does not want to push himself into others. So you need to start to worship him. You need to use your body, your mind, and your words for him. Otherwise, you will not see him or feel him or understand him or be in connection with him. And this is my last thing, before this happens, you have to move one thing out of the way. You have to really put one thing down. You have to clear up your act. Remove your pride. What are you doing with? Ah, good. I thought you were stealing it. Remove your pride. Pride comes in many, many subtle ways to you. There is a great devotee of Lord Ram. He is in a very unusual body. He is one of the greatest devotees of Lord Ram, but most of you don't know him. He's in the body of a crow. Crow? Crow. Crow. Say?
Crow.
Crow. Crow. Crow. Crow. He is Kaka Bhushandi. Yeah. Please say his good name. Kaka Bhushandi. Yes. He is what is called a Chiranjeev. That is, he doesn't die. There are five beings on this planet who are Chiranjeevs. One is Kaka Bhushandi. And he knows everything about Ram and Krishna. So once Garuda, the eagle carrier of Lord Vishnu, came to Kaka Bhushandi and said, Kaka Bhushandi, I see the misery of this world. Can you give some Krishna Katha, please? And Kaka Bhushandi did the most wonderful Krishna Katha. It was full of rasa. It lifted the souls of even the grass who was hearing it, what to speak of Garuda. It was so wonderful. In that Krishna Katha, Krishna appeared and Garuda said, Kaka Bhushandi, you have given the best gift to me. You have given Krishna to me. I have some powers also. If you want, I can change your body. This is the crow body. No one knows about you because you have such a crow body. Crow body is black and what you eat is not so good. And Kaka Bhushandi said, as long as Ram wants me to stay in this world and I'm a Chiranjeev, I want to keep this crow body. Really? Imagine you would be offered by Garuda a very healthy body, which wouldn't have this here and that here and this little problem in the back and your foolish face, you know. A very beautiful body, no? I'm not offending you, I'm just saying, don't we sometimes we are up before the mirror and say, you look ugly. The ladies have quick things to do to cover it. It's better now, no? So, if Garuda comes before you, you know, says, I give you an ideal, brilliant Siddhadeha. I want to remain like this, because in this body, I can develop something which even the big saints cannot develop. The hermits don't develop it. I can be free from pride to an extent that even saints and sages can't be. I'm always reminded when I look into the river that I'm Kaka. Pride comes in many, many subtle forms. The most subtle forms is my own opinion. You know, it is very subtle. It's very subtle. We say in our lingo, I'm so insignificant. And while we say it, we think, well, I'm so significant that I can say I'm insignificant. You know? Hare Krishna. It is not easy to escape the world of deception, the Mayic world. So, my dear devotees, if you want to worship Krishna, if you want to sing his holy name, if you want to live the life of a devotee, you will have to address that in you. Otherwise, even after many years, you could miss the whole point. And the points are given in this verse. A devotee can accept happiness and distress as sent by the Lord. A devotee of the Lord will use their body, mind and words in Krishna's service. And a devotee of the Lord will constantly believe in and hope for the emperor of Krishna's quality, which is his mercy. Yes, yes, you've understood nicely. If you forgot everything of this lecture, this is possible. Don't forget the 3 points, how to live as an ideal devotee in this world. You find Prabhupada talking about this, for those of you who take notes, on page 91 in the English version of the Nectar of Devotion. 91. You can also remember it. 9 plus 1 is 10. Yeah, this, when you can't remember numbers, that's, I mean, I'm like this, I can't remember any number without a story behind the number, then I can remember it. I remember stories, not numbers. Yeah, but the most important thing needs to be said now. The most important thing is what you will see in a moment on the screen. Let us please turn out the lights. Is Krishna Murari here? Can you please look at the picture and see on the right side of Srila Prabhupada? Yes. For your pleasure, we have chosen. It's the father of Krishna Murari. I mean, Prabhupada is there in the center. He's the father of us all, and that is the right side. From our side is our MC. So, you have to pray for me that I get through this part very nicely. One moment, I need this other glass. Where is this picture taken? In London. Do you see in the back the Big Ben? It's known for tourists in the world. So Prabhupada is there. Can you see how happy he is? He's in the town of... from where the conquest of India went on, and he feels he has come back now to give the Britishers something of value, you know. And during this visit, Srila Prabhupada was in a good mood because his spiritual master wanted his disciples to go to London and spread Krishna consciousness from there. At that time, London was more important than New York politically, as far as I know. I'm not so good in politics, you know, so take this with a grain of salt. And Prabhupada expressed great happiness that he had achieved. He had gone to London, where his Guru Maharaj had sent the disciples to spread Krishna consciousness in the West, and he had done it. And behind him stood his proofs, his disciples. So he was very grateful to his disciples, and he said, "You are actually representatives of my Guru Maharaj." Now, what was going on in Prabhupada's mind when he called the disciples representatives of his Guru Maharaj, we will learn now from his own words.
My name is also there. You go and see Ohe Babu. He is religious. He will help you. This Gauri Mathur, they came to me. So sir, we have come to you. We have heard your good name. So we want to start a temple here. Please try to help us. Because I was thinking of this going on people that I met, very nice, central party. As soon as I saw them, I was very much in there. Oh, here is this person. They have come again. So in this way, gradually, I became attached to these Gauri Math activities, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also was not going very well. Krishna says, Sahuna Nikrindani Harisita Dhanamsani. If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment, then Krishna's business is, he takes away everything material so that same person he becomes, dependent on Krishna. So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this movement to take up this very seriously. And I was dreaming that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me, please come out with me. So I was sometimes horrified. What is this? I have to give up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. I have to take sannyas. Oh, I was horrified. But I saw several times calling me. Anyway, it is by His grace I was forced to give up my family life and so-called business life. And He brought me somewhere or other in preaching His gospel. So, this is a memorable day. What He deserves. I'm trying a little bit and you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj. Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you can see, we can please return to that photo again. I really feel always, and I never wish to forget, that we are part of something much more great than we often remember as we struggle through our days and the demands and the experiences of happiness and distress. We are actually brought together, we are brought into this human form of life, and then somehow we pick up the inspiration to turn to Krishna consciousness because we have met Srila Prabhupada and his servants. But really it goes back a long way. I'm always trying to tell you, and you have accepted this, it's not that I need to repeat it, but I'm just also a very fortunate soul who is being connected with this glorious transcendental movement, which is from Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bhakti Nono Thakur, and then going over these, you know, our Sampradaya all the way to Madhavendra Puri, to Madhvacharya, finally we arrive at saints like Narada Muni, Brahma, the creator of all of this, and then Krishna. This is very wonderful, and yes, I'm trying to serve Prabhupada, very small, but I'm trying, and you are helping in such wonderful ways, so I'm also very, very grateful, really, that we are all in this together, and I just want to say to you, please don't forget this. Don't forget the big mind which Radha Kripa will open for us. You know, you know, don't allow to be stuck in these things, you know, fear, anxiety, comparison. You, this is not for materialistic people only. You also live in the world, and you also sometimes get into the clouded mind, no? And you become attached, and you want to control because you're so insecure inside of you. It's good to come to the to Krishna consciousness, where we feel freedom and awareness and the mercy of Krishna and all these other things. This is, don't despair. Don't despair. So, because I know you forget all this, everything, and I don't know what is to be done. When I would send you a summary of my lectures, you wouldn't read them. Life is too busy. I know you. I stand next to you and look over your shoulder into your lives. I know. More than you think I know. So maybe you should remember one word. And this is remember. Just one word. Remember. If you forget that, you can type it in your mobile telephone. From time to time, look. Remember. Then what remember? When so-and-so has birthday, and if I don't send them a WhatsApp message, they will hate me. No. Remember Krishna. Remember Prabhupada. Remember that in your happiness and distress, there is Krishna. Remember to serve Krishna. Remember to wait for the mercy. No? Just one word. That's not too much to demand of a person who is more than 2 years old. So, Hare Krishna. Good. I can guarantee you there will be devotees who will see me and they will talk from a position where I know, remember. Oh, sorry. Yes, you talk differently when you remember. You think differently when you remember. But do we have one last slide? I think we have one. We have one last. But the most important message which I want to leave you is just a big thank you. You made this festival so wonderful, and I'm sure Shishi Radha Madan Mohan have blessed each one of you sufficiently. Before you leave, we try to leave the altar open. They will eat at a certain time and then we need to close. But we can also perhaps put a curtain. Please say goodbye to Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Do you see Srimati Radharani's right hand? Do you see it's her right hand? From you, if you put yourself in the center of the universe, you would say it's her left, it's on the left side. But if you put Radha and Krishna in the center, her right hand, it is raised for blessing. This means blessing. And before you go, please look at the right hand of Radha and her very soft face, and you will for sure take something most valuable. I was so grateful to the festival. From the beginning, it was just wonderful. When we came here already, you had a wonderful kirtan to greet. Then the room was warm, very good heat was available. Thank you for that. And then everything, these are the small things, but the big things, how the devotees took care of us. Our crew here is not so, they are very heavily engaged in serving the deities. So many of you came, our good Krishna Murari has made all this in seconds. He's the Vishwakarma of ISKCON, I think. Yes, and very, very grateful for Nityananda's appearance day. Wow, and the darshans which we had on the next day. Have you seen the darshan? It was Vrindavan pure, with that moon and the thoughtful verses from Vrindavan Mahimamrita, which you have put in that little thing, how you started our birthday celebration, the theater play, the heartfelt offerings I liked very much. I remember Madan Mohan's offering. He said at the beginning, we are like children and we think like children in this relationship. That is, we just want to be looked at with a smile and all of that, and recognized. But as we grow up, we want the essence of our spiritual master and our relationship. No, we want to have spiritual guidance that helps us to again and again find the spiritual path. We want to do service. No, we feel this our chance to render service. And that offering was there. There were many moments where we had to fight not to cry. They were so beautiful. Not crying because it was bad, it was good, therefore we're crying. And yeah, everything. What else? I remember at the moment I see everything just one big ball of bliss, but soon I will see the details in it. Yeah. Something which I just I was reminded. I mean, I don't know if it fits. Amala Harinam gave me this chatter without any thought in his mind. I know. I looked into his eyes and I could see. But he and his family is producing these amazing chatters, which are more beautiful than Paris could ever dream of. And if you want to support the family, you can purchase a chatter and look significant in the chatter. but you see, he doesn't even like me to say this, but anyways, I thought, anyways, advertisement is over. And Hare Krishna. So where do we go from here? we go to something. I want to invite you as many times to stay in contact. We have a very nice newsletter. It's called the Sharanagati newsletter. Our team is called the Sharanagati team. Yeah, we have to surrender more than we like on this team. Our car is even called the Sharanagati car. It's called Radha Sharanagati. Everything is Sharanagati there. And yes, this is the newsletter. You can contact, who to contact? Ram Govinda is here. Please show your good face, Ram Govinda. We always have new people. This is Ram Govinda. You can leave the name and he will take care that you get it absolutely for free and there is no advertisement in it. joking. Some joke needs to be there. Also, I have a wonderful internet team. Of course, my immediate people, but they work. We have a team in England that is very knowledgeable of internet, and they help and they do a lot. Stay in contact. I always try to put something out, not too long, because I know you have no time. A little, you know. I don't want to take much time of yours, but something I have to take. And then there are good programs. I highly recommend the upcoming Easter retreat, where Hari Parshad Prabhu will be again. Our invited, and I will also contribute, but he gives these brilliant philosophical talks. I know one or two of you are coming to Vrindavan. I will see you in Vrindavan in the Sharanagati retreat. In a few days we are already starting. I can't believe, but Krishna is merciful to me. He protects my health just enough that I can do my service. And many things, you know, in the Jamashtami, many things. Holy name immersion is there. In Radha Desh, devotees like this. They feel it is a life changer when they come to this. I don't remember everything. If I remember everything, I become crazy. You know, it's too much I have to do. But so I remember small things. And also we can, next Vyasa Puja, if you like, you please come. And then we can chant and dance together and have some surprises for you. But what was my surprise? Well, I wanted you to listen to Prabhupada. And I wanted you to listen how moved he is, how grateful he is, not only to his Guru Maharaj, but to his disciples. And do you know one thing? He is more merciful to all of you. He is the Deda for all of you, the grandfather. Deda? Dada. How do we say it?
Dada.
Dada. Grandfather. Dada? No, Dada is not. Dada is Indian. Dada, yeah. Dada. I was long in Serbia. I sometimes speak in my dreams Serbian language. I can say a few things, but you will laugh when you hear it. So, he is the grandfather. And grandfather, to us disciples, he sometimes tar on our chest, I think. When we do mistakes, he will make sure that we hear it and that we correct it. But to his grandchildren, he is lenient. No, grandfather to his son, you know, he's the father to the son. He is quite demanding. But to his grandchildren, you can get sweets and everything from the grandfather. He is a different rasa. So I wanted you to hear Prabhupada. And isn't it charming our heart how grateful he is. How what a wonderful, soft-hearted Vaishnav he is. No, isn't it endearing to our heart? How real he is. And my business was not very, was going down. This is a Vaishnava who thinks like this. Materialist, oh no, my business going down. Vaishnava, Krishna pulls me to him, good, let him pull me more. And so on. And how he is moved when he speaks about his spiritual master, how he's candidly revealing that he didn't want to follow immediately. I was horrified. Do you know what this means in English? It means frightened to the extreme. It's not just frightened. Frightened to the extreme. When I have to give up my life? Why? You know, and how he talks so candidly and so real and so absolutely convinced of Krishna. Absolutely convinced of Krishna. There's not a shadow of a doubt. With such a person, we want to have association. Such persons can help us also to overcome our reserved attitude. Okay, I have spoken enough. Now I will not be able to take question. What? See, my wristwatch stopped. Is that a sign? What is the time? I'm here at 10 minutes past 10.
Nine.
What?
11:45.
Are you sure that it's 11:45? In Britain, it's the different time. 11:45. If you have a question that is related, but please not the newest person in the room with a question. 11:45. Do you have a question? Let me see. Narayani. Narayani is perhaps the oldest disciple at the moment who is here. Her hair shows. And you, when with close family persons, you can talk. This is how we talk in North Germany. It means affection. It's the absolute difference from a material materialist. Huh? Yeah. Yes, Narayani.
Finding this first Schüler brief, den du geschrieben hast.
Disciple letter,
genau.
Yes.
Und da hast du davon gesprochen, wie Schüler Braubart damals bei dir so einen chirurgischen Eingriff vorgenommen hat.
Ja.
Da war so ein Text darüber. Und ich weiß, dass wir das ja auch alle erleben, so chirurgische Eingriffe von dir, also von unserem Schülern Meister, dass ist ja im Nachhinein, wenn man es dann schafft, das zu verstehen und zu überleben, dass das, schlecht ja Deutsch, oder?
Ja. Ich verstehe. Ich kann das, ich muss es so und so nochmal wiederholen und kann das dann in Englisch. Ja.
Ich mache jetzt in Deutsch weiter.
Oder in Englisch. Englisch ist kein Problem, oder?
Ja, ich versuche es.
Ja. I can say what, because Narayani is moved about this point. Prabhupada was speaking there about a surgical, he was calling me, and it's sometimes in relationship to me as a disciple, one is also experiencing that little surgery. Yes, I can be very direct, you have perhaps noticed that, and it's not always easy to take that. Our ego doesn't want to hear that, of course not. So Narayani says, this is what she was talking about. Now maybe you continue from this, as from here.
Yes, maybe you can help us to understand how good it is who gets this mercy in form of this ego cutting and so on. And sometimes we think, oh, you're not, you oversee us or whatever this mental mind is speaking to us. So, yes.
Yes.
We understand it better how good it is for us to get this kind of mercy from you.
Thank you. Yes. First of all, I must say I do not like to do this. I really do not like to do it because I know how I reacted, and I can see in your faces that the ego goes, and sometimes Maya is so great that disciples turn away because of that. It is the most thankless task that I feel I have to do as a spiritual master. By my very nature, I'm a very liberal person. Everything I can see the value in everything. I'm not so much a cutting person. This is so much that many times in ISKCON I have been severely warned, severely, because I'm known as a liberal person and so on. I'm not like this. As a preacher also, I have associated with people in situations which you would not believe that it's possible. No? But I also know that each one of us is under the control of the material energy, and they think everything is all right. Because our ego is there, and our ego cannot be not all right. A murderer cannot accept that he did something wrong when the ego is strong, when he is... of course, there are cases when a person acted under alcohol and was not meaning to kill a person. But yes, these cases are there. But we cannot be not right. Ego is there. Everyone has a cheerleader. And that is himself or herself. You're doing fine. You're right. It is a difficult decision to make. When to show, can't you see the reality? And you can't say that in soft terms. You have to say that, can't you see what's wrong with you? What? Now you can only do this with a mature disciple. The immature disciple is at that moment hurt. He doesn't like me. He doesn't understand me. Why is he always like this? Who does he think he is? I gave him a donation for Vyasa Puja. That is the ego reacting. Yes, I know. I'm myself, I know this. But if someone doesn't do it, and someone who tries, who loves you, who cares for you, who has thought for years whether or not he should enter into a relationship with you. If someone who doesn't do it, who would do this for us? But yes, I also do make mistakes in this. I overdo it. I say it too often. I do not understand completely the situation of the person. Maybe he's fragile. Maybe he has eaten too much for half a year and he hates himself for that and has a low self-esteem. And then he hears from me, let us not be so attached, so and so. He talks that I should not be so fat. Oh, who does he think I am? You know, this situation, you have to know when to do. Narayani, you have two wonderful children. There were moments when you had to tell them no, no, no. Do you remember? And sometimes you may have made a mistake and be too strong. Isn't it? Or to lose. Yeah, or to lose. It's very difficult for those who are teaching, and parents are doing this, to really always find the right time. So therefore I'm not claiming I'm doing my corrections always perfectly. I do make sometimes mistakes. And this, I admit, but I do them out of love and care, not out of a bad spirit, because I hate someone. Like the parent, you always love the children, but sometimes you were too strong out of love, and sometimes you were too loose out of love. And the children should know this. Children should know we can never repay the debts to those who took care of us, and disciples also, but sometimes we forget. Therefore, your word to take with you is remember. Just the one word, not difficult. We can all do it. It starts with R, that's the capital letter of Rama. Rama is there in the Hare Krishna mantra, and in this way. But what was the second letter? E. You know, remember. It is easy. And you have some of you are very forgetful. I asked you to put it on the mobile telephone. Perhaps in big letters, some flowers around, you know, artificial intelligence, you know. You can play around and have an attractive remember, perhaps, so that you are not afraid of the word. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Narayani. I always know that you put questions that are relevant for everyone. And, yeah. Please remember, my dear disciples, I do make mistakes in the category of correcting. It's the one thing I dislike the most in this service. There are a few things I like very much, but this is what I dislike the most, the need to correct. But you are not a proper guru. There are instructions if you don't do this. It is said that a guru who flatters his disciple, the disciple goes to hell, and the guru goes to hell. I mean, I don't think they go really to Yamaraj because of this, but it is a strong statement. You know, you have to do it. So please remember. And when it gets too strong for you, then just remember he loves me. And for the moment, I can't take his love. It's too tough for me. But let me not reject him because of this. No? Hare Krishna. About a good question. Good question, no?
Yeah.
Even in lectures sometimes, all of a sudden you hear, oh my God, what has happened with the lecture? So intense all of a sudden. It's love which is behind it. Good. Let me see. We can go for one more question. I will turn to Govindanandan. And Govindanandan will be very, also asked usually very good questions. You can ask those who are in my immediate team what they have to sometimes take up with. You can ask Gokrishna, how is it for you? Because he is always together with the Dynamo, and he is always, and he does very well. He is very soft. He can tolerate like anything, but sometimes I see his face goes like, even he knows when I about this one, Narayan, he was talking about, and then because he is so wonderful and so kind, and so then I think, oh no, then I excuse myself, oh God, sorry because he wouldn't do it. He has little false ego. Little ego is necessary, we all need to go to wake up with the understanding I am this passport name, you know. Sorry. Yes, Govindanandan, I'm ready for you.
in this, what we heard from Srila Prabhupada, we saw how he loved his disciples, and he was also manifesting his vulnerability by showing it publicly. It was such a touching situation. So my question is, how much vulnerability from both sides is important in developing loving relationships between guru and disciple?
Yeah, vulnerability has become a modern word for something that I call entirely, I have a different name for it, but it's the same. In modern psychology, one says it takes more courage to show your vulnerability than to hide it. It's more courage. It's more, you're more strong if you can show it. I call this modern word, which has a lot of psychological lingo around it, which I'm not sure if it will not change in a few years. I call it just be real. Be yourself. Don't hide it. What is the use in hiding it? If you are for cheap claps, yes, then you hide it all the time. But if you are for spiritual life, you show it. Of course, some you don't need to now make a self-confession every minute, you know. But you come from a place of real, and people will feel it and they will trust you. You don't lose when you're real. Be real about yourself. It doesn't mean, however, when you have something, when you are in a bad mood and against someone, you say what is, I don't like you. I'm now very real. This was the message I take from Vyasa Puja. You are really a bad person. No. Please embed this in a reasonable social life, you know. When you start to be real, what happens is you take down veil after veil after veil after veil after veil until finally you arrive at the real self. It starts on a very, that you are honest, for instance, on a very, let us say, a level that is removed from the self. No? Then you come closer and closer to the self. Be real. So, my dear devotees, I know it's the heat is nice, the oxygen is nice, the atmosphere is nice, but I want to say you have to travel also, you have to eat your prasadam if you have not eaten, you have to have a few more talks, and most important, you have to go to the altar and look at which hand of Radharani?
Right
hand, good, where she gives the blessing. Pray. It was a wonderful festival. Oh, one thing in parting ways for now. You have written me many letters. I will not be able to answer your personal letters. I will be able to read each single one. The letters of last Vyasa Puja, I finished 3 weeks ago with the presents, together with the presents. So I will look at everyone. I'm very, Hari Parshad said, I admire you. Do you go through all these letters? He saw the mountain of letters. It's on the way to Gora Bhavan already. Yes, and I said, yes, if someone who cares for you writes you a letter and you say, goodbye, I don't want to read it, I have too many letters. What does that show? It shows that you don't care. No? And so I read them as fast as possible. But I can't answer. What I will do is, as soon as I have time, perhaps when I in Vrindavan, there are 2 days before the next Saranagati retreat, I will write you a collective letter. It is called My Dear Disciples, and I will write you my impressions and my this is a letter, a short letter, not you don't have a not long letter, where I write you my words of thanks, no? and write something nice and inspiring also. That will come on the disciple conference, and those who are not on the disciple conference, it is for disciples. Perhaps I. Where do we put this for others? What?
We have two WhatsApp groups,
so it will be on one of the WhatsApp groups. Or you can ask your neighbor, you know, and get it from them. Good. Once again, the most important word. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. And what you take with you is the remember word, no? In life situations. All the best. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you.